Hi, and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next 4 minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 11, and we're calling it The Three Pillars of Great Web Writing. And it's brought to you by none other than the Authority Rainmaker, carefully designed live educational experience that represents a complete and effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. And we're holding this event in May of this year, May 13th to the 15th in beautiful Denver, Colorado at the stunning L.A. Calkins Opera House. And the lineup of speakers is equally as stunning. We've got author Dan Pink, punk legend Henry Rollins, Sally Hogshead, Chris Brogan, Sean D'Souza, Anne Hanley, Bernadette Jiwa, co-founder and CTO of Ion Interactive, Scott Brinker, our very own Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, Pamela Wilson, Jared Morris, and so on and so on. But let's not forget the secret sauce of it all, right? The building the real-world relationships with other attendees, meeting your people. So you can get all the details for this event right now at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. So before we move on to this episode, I'm going to introduce you to one of the speakers at Authority Rainmaker. And that speaker is Henry Rollins. Henry Rollins was the former frontman to Black Flag. Now, he's an author, he's a publisher, he's a poet, and really, he's a down-to-earth, do-it-yourself type of guy. That's the reason why we're bringing him out to speak at Authority Rainmaker. Now, I have to be honest, he gets a lot of rap for being angry, right? The truth is, he's really, really benevolent. He's a hardworking, straight-up guy. In fact, there's an interview that Brian Clark did with him on Rainmaker, the new Rainmaker podcast. Go listen to that. Before that, though, I want to read to you an article, one of my favorite articles by Henry Rollins. It's called The Iron. It starts out like this. I believe the definition of definition is reinvention, to not be like your parents, to not be like your friends, to be yourself completely. When I was young, I had no sense of myself. All I was a product of all the fear and humiliation I suffered. Fear of my parents, the humiliation of teachers calling me garbage can and telling me I'd be mowing lawns for a living, and the very real terror of my fellow students. I was threatened and beaten up for the color of my skin and my size. I was skinny and clumsy, and when others would tease me, I would run home crying, wondering why. I knew all too well I was there to be antagonized. In sports, I was laughed at, a spaz. I was pretty good at boxing, but only because the rage that filled me every waking moment made me wild and unpredictable. I fought with some strange fury. The other boys thought I was crazy. I hated myself all the time. Now, at this point, Henry goes on to talk about a teacher at the all-male prep school that he was going to who introduced him to weightlifting or iron. And this is how Henry closes out the article. The iron is the best antidepressant I've ever found. There's no better way to fight weakness than with strength. Once the mind and body have been awakened to their true potential, it's impossible to turn back. Now, I'll drop the link for that article in the show notes, but there's one other thing I want you to go watch. It's a short video, 7 minutes, called The One Decision That Changed My Life Forever. It's on the website Big Think. It's also about Henry Rollins. It's a brief history of his life, how he got the major break to go sing for his favorite punk band, the Black Flag. Now, for those of you who know me, know that I am not one who easily gets misty-eyed. But this video did that because of the response that Henry's ice cream shop manager gave him when Henry told him about this opportunity. It's a good watch. So go watch him. And like I said, you can see Henry live at Authority Rainmaker in May. Now, on to the show. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about the three pillars of great web writing, right? Everything you need to know about web writing in three words. The thing is, like, creating content, great content, is really not that hard. In fact, it can be easy if you understand these three words. And the thing is, if you summarized every single book and article written on writing for the web, you'd get these three words. Yet no one, to my knowledge, not even the experts, authors, or pundits, have ever consolidated all this knowledge into one simple, sticky formula. Till now. So write with these three words in mind, and anything you publish on the web will rivet attention, stoke desire, and get action. If you don't believe me, well, after you've read this rest of this, don't believe me. Well, after you've listened to this podcast, give it a shot, and then let me know what you think. So one, clear. In less than 4 seconds, visitors need to be able to comprehend what you wrote on your webpage. I didn't say read, I said comprehend. Even before Steve Krug wrote it, the unbreakable law of the web has always been this. Don't make me think. Your headlines, subheadlines, links, labels, the navigation should all communicate clearly what lies in, under, or behind them. This is part of giving readers control, right? No tricks, nothing clever or cute, never lie, just straight, uncensored, easy to digest truth. And if you do it any other way, you'll repel people, you'll bore readers, and you'll lose money. So be clear. Next, be concise. Writing for the web is a minimalist affair. Your words, your sentences, and paragraphs are short, precise, lean, tight. Web writing trades in shearing off useless words, cutting flabby paragraphs, even shedding entire pages. And if you think that's harsh, Jacob Nielsen recommends you cut up to half of the words for every print page you plan to put on the web. Now, there's a great benefit for you behind all this editing, right? You become a ruthlessly good writer. You get much, much better, in fact. Best of all, writing clear and concise won't make you boring or dull. Far from it. Far from it. So number three, compelling. So there's this guy. There was this guy. His name was The Rich Jerk, right? He was irritating, annoying, and loathsome. But he was also compelling, interesting, and persuasive. And that's why he wouldn't go away for a very long time. The reason why was that he tapped into human emotions. He tapped into emotions, greed and pride, that pulled people into his copy, whether they liked it or not, right? And so you have to do the same. You have to uncover what makes your reader tick, what strokes her ego, what plucks his gut strings, what keeps him up at night. And when you uncover that hot spot, punch it. If he's a political junkie, wave breaking news in front of him. Is he an Apple addict? Share the latest hacks and apps for the iPhone. A wine lover? Hustle the best bottles his way. Whatever it is, give your reader what he or she wants, or she'll go away. It's the law, right? So if you focus on writing clear, concise, and compelling copy, you will naturally write keyword-dense copy, right? You'll naturally write for the search engines. Write for the human, and you write for the search engines. Every web writer worth his salt is also an SEO writer. At least they are, if they write clear, concise, and compelling copy. And so the question is, content creator, are you? Are you writing clear, concise, and compelling copy? If not, what are you waiting for? So, till next time, take care. And Ginger says she wants to say something.
Yes, hello, thank you. Would you do my big friend Damien a big favor and jump over to iTunes and leave a rating? Leave a comment, tell him how he is doing, and remember, he is sensitive.
Thanks, Ginger, I guess. All right, see you folks.